Hello and welcome to this episode of the Market Maven podcast. I am recording from my camper from Tallulah, for those of you that have been in the know about the camper that I bought about this time last year. And so you're going to hear the sights and the sounds of where I'm camping. You're going to hear chickens because I'm actually on a farm ranch out on Mountain Loop Highway. You're going to hear raindrops on top of Tallulah's roof because it's a tin roof. And I'm not going to edit any of this out. This episode's going to be pretty much raw and unedited and unfiltered, as many of mine are unfiltered, but this is in reality. So you're going to hear my clothing moving, you're going to hear all of that kind of stuff. If that's not your style of podcast, then I would just urge you to wait for next week. This is also probably going to be published a little bit later than normal because I just decided to stay another night. Essentially what spurred this just instantaneous getaway, despite all of the things on my to-do list, is that I actually did have a day or two with very little on my calendar. And by the grace of those that I had on my calendar, they offered me that space to renegotiate the time, to look at another time, to push it off, to do something different. And one of the meetings I just completely and blatantly missed, and I feel awful about that, but thankfully it's not in character for me to do so. So my other party was quite understanding, but I think I've alluded to it, especially in last week's episode, the coordinator of the entire shit show. Things have just been a little bit heavy lately. Normally I'm a lot more excited about market season, and I am excited about market season, but there is just a lot going on in the background that either I'm not quite ready to expose or that I'm just kind of done giving energy to. There's still a lot of energy going into it, but I'm just not necessarily wanting to publicly expose that. If you're close to me, you kind of know some of the things, but also just in general, it's just heavy. It's a lot of work, as I talked about last week. It is a lot. And so over the past couple of days, just continuing with that heavy feeling, it's almost like a roller coaster. You know, it's the heaviness last week, and then opening day was absolutely phenomenal. I had so many people come out and support, so many people came out and gave hugs, bought me coffee, bought me snacks, bought me flowers. Like, I cannot say enough about how amazing Thursday was for opening day of the Snohomish Farmers Market season. And at the same time, that energy immediately just like sucked the life out of me. You know, coming down off that roller coaster high can really suck the life out of you when you're trying to be on and off, on and off, on and off. It's just what happens. And so I found myself on Sunday feeling heavy, especially after my Warrior Goddess training group that I go to every Sunday and I have for the last couple of weeks. It's a lot of inner work. It's a lot of like giving space to those thoughts and trying to figure out the things and trying to figure out where I can do better and trying to figure out where I don't tolerate other people not looking inside and doing better. So I just looked at my calendar. I think I'm friends with the owner of this property, but it popped up and I thought, you know, maybe I either go rent a yurt or I just thrust myself into getting reacquainted with Tallulah, my 1957 vintage Shasta Airflight camper, and just go. And I talked with my husband a little bit about it, that I was like considering it, and he said, well, just think on it. There's no rush. You can do it. And I thought of all the things, well, I need to get the camper ready. I need to clean it out. I need to see how it's going. But that also can happen in the space of being out in nature. And so I think I already had my mind made up that I wanted to go camping and just get away, and maybe a little bit of escapism in there, but also a place where I can focus on reading, on pulling some oracle cards, on just reading some fiction. I mean, it doesn't have to be self-work reading. It can be just literally unplugging and relaxing. And so I decided to give Pack a Pride Guest Ranch a call and see if they had any space. I decided to just screw it, I can pack a couple things. It's not like I'm far from civilization, so if I really do need something, it's really not that far away. I can just unhook my truck and go get something. Packed up the camper with the essentials that I knew I needed, you know, matches, flashlight, batteries, all that kind of stuff. and decided to head out. Now, my husband was extremely lovely and offered just to help me get ready. He said, what can I do to help you get ready to do this now that you decided? And it was, I should add, undecided if I was just going to go for one night or two nights. But here I am sitting, and I've already paid for my second night, so spoiler alert. He offered to get everything ready. We pulled the camper out. I had my crash course learning in how to back a camper up, which is not the easiest thing in the world. And I really did nail it last year on my first couple of attempts. And now I'm paying the price for, I think, that karma coming back around to get me that I got so lucky in my first go round. So a little frustrating, but again, I need to give props to my husband because every time I got frustrated or every time he gave me a direction that didn't make sense and I questioned it and then he corrected himself like that was on me, I just really appreciate him being aware and not continuing to like add frustration to the situation, which I absolutely and clearly was doing. But sometimes I think that when we get ready to go out somewhere, we've set our mind to something that we're going to do this thing. And then there's just this mountain of work to get there. And that mountain seems almost insurmountable, especially like in my case, if we're going away to get away and to escape some things. And just like, I just want to be in the place already. So the work getting the camper ready, the work relearning how to back it up, and then the work, you know, I had to go get some air in my tires, make sure everything was checked out, go get some propane in my tank, make sure it was all checked out. And I drove over to Les Schwab Tires. So this is my journey. You are along for a journey with this because I think a couple of people had asked for more on Tallulah. So I'm going to give you the journey that I went on yesterday to get where I'm at right now, sitting inside of the camper, which surprisingly has good acoustics. Hopefully that's on your receiving end too. Anyways, drove over to Les Schwab, got the air in the tires. The kid was probably half my age and super helpful, super knowledgeable. And as I went to pull out of Les Schwab Tires, you know, the Lake Stevens roundabout circle circus, I hit a bump. And that is when one of those moments popped into my head of, you will absolutely know when your trailer is no longer connected to your vehicle by the hitch. Now, thankfully, I use safety chains, as you're supposed to, because I immediately felt that tug and traffic stopped watching me. I was completely and utterly embarrassed. And they were pointing at the trailer like, hey, I don't know if you know, but you're unhitched. Oh, I freaking knew. Absolutely knew that trailer was no longer fully attached to my truck. Tried to pull over as far as I could to the right hand side, but that still was leaving very little space. It was almost one way traffic, and just freaked out. I started shaking. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I let this happen. Of all the like self-empowerment, powerful trailer, vintage trailer camping girl that I am, I made one of the biggest mistakes and didn't put the pin in my hitch. Now, I had asked my husband to hook it up and everything seemed fine. I should have checked it. I should have checked to make sure that the pin was in there. I didn't. And that's on me. It's not on him for not doing it the right way. It's on me for not checking something I knew and just crash coursing into getting my trailer out and trying to be in a rush. So there's lesson one. And I called my husband because it was only like 5 minutes away from the house. Thank goodness that it didn't happen on Highway 9 or in a roundabout, God forbid. That would have been just a shit show. Called him. He said he was going to come up there. But in the waiting, in the 5 minutes that I waited for him, I decided to get out and assess the situation. And sure enough, yes, that was the situation. The trailer had come unhooked. It really wasn't that far away. And the beauty of a little vintage camper is that it's very lightweight. I mean, it's still 1,500 pounds, but it's still lighter weight than, you know, a fifth wheel. So I was able to get out, manhandle Tallulah, wheel her about, and get her back on the hitch. And then somebody, a gentleman walking by, said, do you need a hand? And I said, yes, I'm really embarrassed. And he said, it's okay. It happens. Again, meeting my energy that was very frantic with the calmness of his own. And by that time, I had already kind of done everything, and he just said, I think that you need to clip this with a hitch clip. And sure enough, that's when I realized the mistake, that we hadn't done that, I hadn't checked it, and I have an extra on my key ring. So that's what I did. And he stepped on it and he bounced it around. And he's like, I think that you're fine now. So I called my husband and said I was going to pull into the parking lot adjacent to where I was at just to like calm the frick down for a hot minute. He pulled in. He tested it again. We figured out what was wrong. Yes, it was just the clip. One little clip. You wouldn't think one little piece of metal could actually make that much of a difference, but I assure you, now it does. Figured it out. Again, he talked me down off the ledge, which was quite lovely. And I thought to myself, maybe this is just a sign. Maybe this is a sign I shouldn't be going. And he said, maybe it's a sign that you should. And maybe this is just a little bump in the road and it's really not that big of a deal. You're on your way. If it happens again, you know what to do now. And so I decided, okay. And then I thought, well, maybe I'll just skip the next step. I won't get my propane filled because it's probably fine. And he's like, no, just stop by, be prepared. So I went over to Norm's Market off Lundeen Parkway and pulled into line to get my propane tank refilled, which, you know, promo, they do propane tank refills, which is way cheaper than buying and replacing new ones. And it's just more eco-friendly. So go there. And the kid was super excited about my trailer. And then we discovered that my propane tank is welded to my camper, which is why I don't get refills. It's painted to match my camper, whatever. And he's like, do we know how to get that off? And I said, well, it doesn't come off. And he said, no, the nozzle, because I have to be able to access it to fill it. Oh, that's something I hadn't thought about, nor have I taken care of. I just kind of rely on people that know to take care of those types of things. And so we tried the wrench that he had, and it absolutely didn't work. So second stop, kind of sort of a failure, but I was able to get some ice and some donuts because that's what I was having for breakfast this morning. And be on my way. Now, I'm sure that everybody on Highway 92 was probably completely pissed off at me because I go the speed limit when I'm towing a camper. And I provide a lot of caution when I'm towing a camper because you should be. And what I realized is just everybody around us, almost 100% of the time, is trying to rush through things. Whether or not it's the right thing to do, cough, speed limits, cough, or if it's the wrong thing to do, they just don't seem to care. So this was kind of another way that the universe, I felt like, was telling me, slow down. And I kept repeating the mantra to myself as I'm driving, it's okay. I apologize that you got behind me if you had a better place to be or a faster way to get there. I'm trying not to say I'm sorry for things that I really can't control. I guess I can control my speed, but I was doing the speed limit for the most part until I started getting onto some of the hills. Then my truck just isn't going to pull as fast, and that's just the nature of towing something. So stressed and frantic and kind of like apologetic on my way out here, and it's raining. And then one thing that happens with me with towing to Lula, especially to a place that I've never been before, is that I get really nervous about the entry point. Like, am I going to have a pull-through opportunity? Am I going to have to back it up? In this case, is the gravel hill going to be manageable for me and the truck and towing something? I'm using a little Ford Ranger, and I think it's about at max towing capacity. It does the job, but I would never, like, take it over a pass. So pull into the lot. David from Pack of Pride Guest Ranch came out to meet me, directed me into the spot. It's raining. We go inside, take care of some things. And yeah, then I come into Tallulah and start getting things unpacked in the rain. I get her leveled out, which is kind of a bitch to do in the rain, but I had to kind of rely on what I did last year. Hadn't really practiced this in a year, so it was different and interesting. But I managed it for the most part in the rain, getting soaked, got everything unloaded from my truck, and then decided I would start putting Tallulah together on the inside, which just means getting stuff out of bins and totes because, you know, obviously when you're towing something, stuff shifts around. So I had winterized my camper last year in the fall so that, you know, there weren't spices and food and things like that sitting here in case we did get like a mouse or a rodent or bugs. Those are just things you don't want living in your camper or taking residence over the winter. And as I'm getting things unpacked and organized, I thought, I'm going to, you know, really like make the bed. And I was checking corners and stuff like that too, just to make sure that there was no issues or evidence of mouse poop or bugs or anything like that. And sure enough, I pull up my mattress and find that there is mold on the underside of it, where moisture somehow, somewhere has been leaking into the camper. Despite it mostly being waterproofed, at least that was my impression, is that it was fully waterproofed and the roof was sealed and resealed and all that, but it is from the 1950s. And so the rains that we had, the fact that I didn't cover it simply because I kind of wanted to see if there was anything like this, but I had checked it before I left and I didn't see anything, but I didn't pull everything out. So now I have mold, what I think is mold, I'm guessing, it's kind of white and powdery, and then a little bit of black on the back wall where my bed is. And then I just, it was one of those moments where I'm like, this is another sign that I shouldn't be doing this. And that went down the rabbit hole of, I shouldn't be doing this at all. I shouldn't own something like this that I don't know how to deal with. I obviously don't know what I'm doing because my hitch unhooked and I'm pulling it and I'm blocking traffic. My truck isn't the right truck for it. Just all of the things. I went down the absolute rabbit hole of, this is not what I should be doing. Despite wanting to, still wanting to do this. I do love this little camper. So I sat with my thoughts for a few minutes, and I thought back to the first time I took Tulu out after I bought her, which was on a lovely weekend, a Deception Pass, and it was nerve-wracking. If you listen to that episode, I was completely nervous, but like everything went right that time, and it was my first time. And I thought, isn't that interesting how this is not my first rodeo with this camper, but it did prove to fulfill all of the prophecies that I thought were going to happen the very first time I had my camper out. But I'm already an owner of this thing. So I guess that long story is to say that karma's weird, but also that life doesn't really hand us things that we're not capable of handling in the moment. I'm frustrated. I'm stressed. I wanted to get away. All of those types of things. I wanted to escape. But the reality is that things are going to happen and they're going to create bumps in the road. And my willingness to sit with the thoughts for a few minutes, maybe call my husband, maybe message a friend, and just reevaluate. I don't know what that decision is at this moment. I need to see where the damage is. I need to see how invasive it is. And I don't know the first thing about fixing a camper. And my husband just reassured me. He's like, but there are people that do. And I talked to my mom this morning and she said, there are people that do know how to do this. And of course you wouldn't know how to do this. This isn't the world that you're in. And the people that fix campers maybe don't know how to run a farmer's market as well as you do. So that was a really nice reminder. And when I got up this morning, after freezing my ass off last night, so it rained all night, there was no campfire, there was no anything, there was the soothing sounds of rain, I laid down to read at about 6 p.m., and then I woke up at 8 p.m., obviously exhausted from the day of nothing and everything all at once, and then woke up again at like 10, woke up again at 3. Every time it was just like, I don't have to get up, I don't have to move, I don't have to do anything, but I did notice that I was cold. It gets very cold in Tallulah. There is no heat. I'm under a pile of blankets, some sleeping bags, that type of a thing, but I also have some dampness dripping right by my head, which is where the leak is. And so got up, eased into the day, made some coffee, went in just to visit with the camp hosts here at Pack a Pride, and David, kind of the farm manager, he was about to go out and do farm chores, and he was like, do you want to come with me? I'll give you the tour. You can see how it all works. And I thought, once again, that the universe is giving me this sign, like, get your mind back into the game. You came here to escape. You're on a farm. You are a farmer's market manager, director. Get into it. And so I said, yeah, let me go get my raincoat, got some gloves, put my shoes on, and I proceeded to get the tour of Pack a Pride Guest Ranch for the next couple of hours. I got to interact with the chickens. I got to see how this whole permaculture system is working here, and you would never know it from the exterior unless you're really an expert. So just learning about how David and his family are stewards of this land, and they find it very, very sacred. And rain or shine, this shit's got to be done. He's got a whole bunch of alpacas. He's got a whole bunch of chickens. He's got new chicks and turkeys that are, you know, in their turkey tents and their chicken tents. I got to help feed them. I got to see the system of how he does all of his sprout feed and grows it himself, which I think is so cool. And it just took my mind out of all of the shit from the last couple of days. And then we took a walk in nature, and he pointed out some extremely sacred old growth trees, like 200-year-old trees. And I just found myself in that space. Like, this is where I need to be. Things happened for a reason. I did not die because I got too cold. I actually stayed quite warm under the blankets, except my face was cold. But I did not die. I am not going to starve. Things are going to be okay for the most part. And I'm doing exactly what my mind needed, which was, for the most part, unplugging. There is very little service out here. So while I have checked a few things here and there and checked in with folks, I don't have any service. So I can't make phone calls necessarily. I have to call through Facebook. Even that kind of stuff is not loading very prominently. And so it's really forcing me to read, reflect, take some downtime, go to the bathroom, take a walk, pet the dogs, watch the chickens. And I decided that I was going to stay for another night. And weighing that risk of, like, being cold again with, I think I really do need to do this for myself, is at the root of why I bought this camper to begin with. Why I took the risk last year and said, I'm going to do it. And even if I only take it out a handful of times, even if there's some major work that needs to be done, those are all problems that can get fixed on the other side of things. Yes, it's going to be money, but I have saved up money, and maybe I can employ somebody locally or a friend that knows how to do this and gets this in tip-top shape. Maybe we install a heater for when it does get damn cold at night. I guess the reality is that self-care is extremely important, and I'm really trying to learn that lesson, or trying to at least embody that lesson. It's not just getting the nails done. It's not just going out to eat with friends, which all of those things I truly believe are still self-care. It's sitting in stillness. It's sitting in time where I don't have anything that I'm supposed to be doing, and being in that really uncomfortable place. It's a very uncomfortable place for me because I'm a type A, I'm a doer, and I often shame myself for not doing enough or wasting time. And there's definitely some places that I waste time, absolutely. But it's just being and figuring it out on my own without the help of everybody around me. But that has also led me to reflect on how I do need to ask for help from those around me. And that's what I'm focusing on over the next couple of weeks, is really seeing where allies are and where help can come in and where I can delegate things. And just being able to enjoy more of these moments in life, in Tallulah, in the risks, and learning from those things. So hopefully you find this valuable. It's definitely going to be a shorter episode than normal, just because I'm going to get back to maybe going out in nature, maybe taking a nap. I don't even know what I'm actually going to do, but I know that it's unplugging, getting away, taking the space, not filling the space necessarily, and doing what my soul needs to do in order to continue to be on and energetic and there for those that need me in my work. Take care.